This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are few American companies that have had more of an impact on this economy and on the way business was once upon a time done in this economy than General Electric. From Thomas Edison's light bulb to appliances and television networks to jet engines, GE was everywhere, including, as a founding sponsor, having its jingle written into the theme song of a certain public radio program on business and the economy. The economy doesn't work the way it used to, though, and so today GE announced its long but recently troubled run is kind of over. It's going to split itself into three separate publicly traded companies, one each for aviation, healthcare, and energy. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher breaks down the breakup.
For 129 years, GE has been poking its entrepreneurial fingers into a number of industries: locomotives, energy, appliance, aerospace, plastics. And for a while, diversification worked. In the early 2000s, GE had a market value of more than $500 billion, says John Joseph, professor of strategy at UC Irvine.
It was one of the most valuable companies on the planet at that time.
But then GE made some moves that did not pan out. It invested in financial services. Then came the financial crisis.
GE was not spared.
Peter McNally at Third Bridge says GE's investments in things like aircraft leasing and industrial and medical financing backfired.
The company was really hobbled by the financial crisis with a lot of debt. And it's taken a long time to sort out the mess that the company had become.
GE has been sorting out that mess for years now, trying to pay down debt and focus its business. And now Nick Heyman at William Blair says splitting into three will make each of the baby GEs more agile.
You cannot basically hook all the horses up to the stagecoach and hope to be able to respond as quickly as you could with one horse pulling one wagon.
GE is not the only corporate behemoth to go this route. Hewlett-Packard did it, and so did IBM and Siemens. UC Irvine's John Joseph says it's a trend because smaller companies have more flexibility.
They can kind of pursue their own destiny.
And then there's the stock market. If, say, GE's aviation stock sinks, its healthcare and energy companies can say, meh, that's not about me. Joseph says that's why many investors like corporate breakups, too. I'm Amanda Peacher from Marketplace.